This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
State of health to where you need to be. Leon in Sacramento, California sent us an email. Said, I want to start working out, but I'm really lost when it comes to the gym. Where is a good place to start? When it comes to fitness, Leon, here's the deal. The one thing you want to focus on is the fact that just getting moving, even if it's walking, jogging, starting to work out with certain weights, or maybe you're using bands and dumbbells, whatever it is, anything is helpful. So if you're starting out at any level with fitness, you just want to make sure you get the body moving at any level. Now, if you really want to get into the weights and get into a deeper level of working out and exercise, it's always good to hire a personal trainer. I'm a big fan of that because personal trainers, first of all, are well-trained and well-versed in exercise, not just for gaining better fitness levels and hitting your goals, but also doing it without getting injured. A lot of times you can watch somebody work out on a machine or maybe with some dumbbells or barbells, but maybe you get to a place where you attempt it and you don't know the proper form. It's like playing tennis or golf looks so easy, but if you go out to do it, it becomes very difficult if you don't really have the practice and the form. Well, a good personal trainer can get in and help you along the way. They can take you by the hand, guide you through some of the basics so that you don't feel lost, as you say, and they can really get you comfortable in an area that might be uncomfortable. And they can help you begin to find the exercises that are best for you and your body that can help you hit the goals that you're looking for. So I always recommend that. You don't have to do it all the time, but at least get started at some level with a personal trainer that can help you. and guide you in the process. That is the first place to start. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to help. So if you haven't been to the website yet, check out the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com. We can help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Sometimes you just need to find a lifestyle provider that can help, that can take you by the hand and teach you what it means to really be healthy and look at lab numbers to find out where your core nutritional deficiencies are, that sort of thing. And that can help you get from where you are right now to some better goals. And that's what it's all about. Let's go to the phones and talk with Janet. Hi, Janet.
50-year-old woman who is in relatively good health. I'm just questioning. I have questions about my hormones and what issues I might be having with a hormonal imbalance. Like I said, I'm 50 in good health, but I've gained a little weight, and it's mostly my midsection, and I'm really trying, working hard, and it's like beating my head against the wall. Just wondering what I should do about my hormones.
Yeah, when it comes to hormones, a couple things you want to definitely think about. I mean, that when you're looking at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormone, all of those, there's certain key factors. The older we get, of course, the more our hormones tend to fade or not stay in balance. And it's not just because we're aging, but because our lifestyle habits typically can't support the body staying where they need to, meaning that certain foods, for example, if you raise estrogen by eating certain meats that are not hormone-free and antibiotic-free. Or, for example, if you don't do wild-caught fish and you end up getting a lot of mercury in from the fish that we're getting in, toxins as well, that can affect the hormones in different ways. So just little items that we do over and over and over again that can begin to build up in the body is what causes it to break down overall long-term. So the lab testing is really good to check out and see what the numbers are. That way you get a good evaluation and see where the levels are and where they need to be. Then also, there's some saliva testing that can really be helpful to get you kind of where you need to go. So having multiple tests done on a regular basis can help quite a bit. That's where I would start. Now, the nutrition is your foundation with hormones. Don't forget that. That's a big key to understand. So your eating habits, getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis can make a big difference. And what you want to always look at, especially in your eating habits, is to make sure, first and foremost, that you're getting equal amounts of lean quality protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. All of that makes an incredible difference and an overall impact with your health that you have to focus on. All of that is extremely important. So I would encourage you to look at that too. The healthy fats, a lot of people leave out because they're scared about getting fat. They think it's going to put a big belly on them. But it doesn't. The fats we need, omega 3, 6, and 9s, that builds your overall hormone profile and really helps you begin to thrive. But you have to get the right kind of tools and the right kind of foods in on a regular basis to make that happen. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Electronic devices, they're saying, are disrupting a lot of teens' sleep. Now, spending too much time using the devices during the day can harm your sleep. Researchers studied nearly 10,000 Norwegian teens aged 16 to 19 who were asked how much screen time, whether it's computer, or smartphone, or tablet, that they had during the day. And this could even be MP3 players. And they, of course, did the assessment. They looked at that. And again, taking longer than 60 minutes to fall asleep just because of the time spent during the day on these different devices. And this is becoming increasingly important with even adults. So we're seeing more sleep disorders now than ever. And that what we call blue light, which comes from these screens, is disrupting our overall body's ability to shut down. And our pineal gland, which is the main little gland in the brain that produces melatonin that gets us into that deep stage of sleep, that's becoming a real challenge. It's kind of throwing everything open. The British Medical Journal did some research on this, and there was a study that found that daytime screen use, and that could be anything, it could be TV, it could be...
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The
find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going into the break, talking with Robert. Robert's dealing with type 2 diabetes, but also he's having some challenges with the bowel movements. It'll do regular bowel movement, I'm assuming, there, Robert, and then it'll go into diarrhea, and it kind of fluctuates some throughout the day. Is that right? Or every other day?
Yes.
Okay, and it's been going on for how long?
Probably 3 years.
Did anything happen 3 years ago? Any kind of stress or major stressor in your life?
No, not really.
Just started having bowel changes.
I use a diabetes clinic, and they simply hadn't been able to find out what's causing it. I've got my blood sugar pretty much under control, but still having this problem with the diarrhea.
What medicine are you using?
Novolog.
Okay.
Novolog and Nurotin.
Nurotin. Yeah, it's okay. All right. How long have you been taking the Nurotin?
Probably a year and a half.
Okay. Do you have? And you said this has been going on for about 3 years, right, as far as the bowel changes? So you've been to the doctors then over the last 3 years, and no one really seems to be able to tell you what's going on, right?
Right.
Okay. Have they given you any medicine to try to help, and it just didn't help?
Well, we tried some Imodium, but it's not like it's a time thing where you would know when to take the Imodium. So they talked about it was an overflow problem. So they wanted me to have a bowel movement every day. Well, I've never had a bowel movement every day. And, it's just that they've done some GI series and different things, and there's nothing wrong with my intestines. They've tested my stool. They can't find, there's no blood. And, they simply don't know what causes it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, here's a couple things that are really important to understand. Well, when your digestive tract is doing that, there's a couple things. The bacterial flora, which our body in our digestive tract has good bacteria and can have bad bacteria. Well, the goal is to get rid of the bad and keep the good. But a lot of times that balance, that bacterial flora in the digestive tract and even in the colon, I mean, can get off. It can have too much of the bad and not enough of the good, and it can cause different issues like what you're experiencing. So some of the things you can do are little dietary changes, adding in probiotics. Now, you can get it from yogurt. Plain yogurt would be the best, obviously, no sugar. Goat's milk is better than cow's milk, so there's some different options. So foods can give it to you, but I'm a bigger fan when it comes down to probiotics, putting that good bacteria back in your digestive tract, of taking the probiotics themselves in a pill form, more in a supplement form. Okay, it's just a lot easier, more potent, and it's been extracted. So, I mean, you're getting just the strongest quality of those probiotics that can be very helpful to your overall health. So something to encourage you to do. I mean, go to your local health food store. You can find those, and you can go to drasapproved.com. So there's a lot of ways to get them, but it's really, really important to look into those, because it'll radically change your gut health. It just will. And many people, when they start using the probiotics, notice a big change. And if you want, when you go to your doctor next time, talk to them about that. They're really, a lot of the primary care physicians now are pushing probiotics along with vitamin D, which I think is really, really good. And I'm encouraged by that. Vitamin D is another one. Get a blood test done with your primary care physician, and they can check and see what your vitamin D levels are. And then, of course, handle things appropriately. So it's something to look into. I always want to get that blood test for all nutritional deficiencies about every 6 months. Just a good way to go, smart way to go. Now, let's get down to kind of some nitty-gritty of what to do when you're having fluctuating bowel movements, one that's solid and one that's more liquid or diarrhea. Well, with the good bacterial flora, eating the wrong kind of foods, and especially eating foods that contain gluten in them. Gluten is a protein that's found in grains. So when I say grains, think about food products that are made out of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any of that sort of thing. So if it has flour in it, probably has gluten in it, unless it says it's gluten-free. And you want to steer clear of that for about 7.5 weeks. It takes about that long for, well, you can do 8 weeks, but it takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to come out of the system. And you'll know, I mean, within about 2 or 3 weeks, if you notice a difference within, I mean, your bowels and how things are going, the probiotics are going to be helpful. But you'll, if you notice that, it's a big part of what you're eating and probably has to do with gluten, because a lot of people struggle with that. They do. They don't have celiac disease, which celiac disease is where you, I mean, when you eat something with gluten in it, it makes you almost deathly ill. However, a lot of people are just sensitive to gluten, and that's even more so because they have chronic fatigue. They have a lot of these different symptoms that people are struggling with, fibromyalgia. A lot of those triggers can come from. So it's good to have it checked out. It's good to just, you know, as far as having that goes, just to get that looked at. So anyway, several things to help. Your diet's going to be a key. And if you want help with that, in my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a whole plan in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. It's a chapter in the book, but it talks a lot about the things that you should eat, the things you should stay away from, foods to enjoy, foods to avoid, all that kind of deal. And it will really be a blessing to you, and I think it'll be a great help to you. Cutting out the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, and you might want to consider cutting out cow's milk, dairy too. Cow's milk, dairy, because of the casein protein, very hard for people to digest. And it can cause a lot of food sensitivities, food allergies, which can kick into some of the symptoms that you're experiencing. So just something to look into. It really is. The gut, everything spawns from the gut. Your gut is healthy, you are healthy. Gut is not healthy, you're not healthy. Because it plays such a big role. We're only as good and only as healthy as the foods we can digest, absorb, and assimilate and turn into new, good, healthy cells. And there's no way to do that when you've got a digestive tract that is not absorbing all your nutrients, obviously. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. You can't build a good health platform on that. So looking into your diet, getting some blood work done from a nutritional perspective, and looking into the probiotics. In my book, there's called a Super Cleanse as well, and you look into it. All right, thanks so much for the call. We're always here for you. 888-283-7272. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus, that's all natural, called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked, 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape. And save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. U.S. obesity rates are higher than Canada. Check this out. American adults have significantly higher rate of obesity than our neighbors in the north. The new study says about 24% of Canadians are obese compared to about 34% of Americans. According to the new study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, released Wednesday, researchers looked at height and weight data taken in surveys in both countries during 2007 to 2009, and the two countries have different racial demographics. The United States has more black and Hispanics, and both have higher rates of obesity. But even looking solely at white people, in the article, the way they put it, they said there's still a big difference. A 26% obesity rate in Canada compared to 33% in the United States for Caucasian. It's not clear why that is, said study co-author Cynthia Ogden, an epidemiologist with the CDC's Natural Center for Health Statistics. Well, it is what it is. Portion sizes are food, the quality of food, lack of exercise. I mean, the list goes on and on about why we are what we are. And something has to change. It does. Because the obesity rates, being overweight, all of this is contributing to so much of disease in our country. health challenges galore are coming from our lifestyle choices. And the amazing thing about it, to me anyway, is that no one forces us to be fat. We can call it overweight and obese. That's just a sweet little way of saying we're fat as a nation. And we are. And we make wrong choices. We don't eat the right kind of things. We don't exercise. We have abandoned basically our lifestyle as a kid. And granted, genetics play a role, and you don't have the metabolism when you were little. But, you know, we were younger. We parents, for the most part, we had us eating fairly well. You get snacks here and there. And then, of course, you're running around outside playing all day. So you're getting all kinds of activity. If we could ever get back to that, it would make such a difference with our health and with our overall, well, the quality of life. Because, I mean, the whole you use it, you lose it, or don't use it, you lose it. I mean, that whole adage is very true. And if we don't get into a place where we do start using our bodies in a healthy way as far as being active and even running, we lose the ability to be just to be mobile, mobile. I mean, it's just it's amazing how much the body can change if we don't use it and don't challenge it on a regular basis. So something to consider with your overall health. I mean, it really is, because so much can change with the body, with our health. And looking at it, making sure that you make the right decisions and knowing what to do to get well, stay well, and live well, it all comes down to our lifestyle choices. So it's something that you just really have to look at. And in making those decisions and making those choices are so, so important when it comes to kind of just getting to a good place. Because the reality is, within the body, we can make choices. We can make good ones, we can make bad ones. And the choices we make today can will determine the health we're going to have tomorrow. The amazing thing is that our body changes and we get a brand new body about every year. So if we can make the right kind of choices, then we can see some radical changes within our bodies. And that's what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Let's go to James now. Hi, James.
Hey.
How can I help?
How's it going, Dr. H?
Living well, man.
Hey, you know much about macrobiotic diets, you know, with the yin and the yang, and that's what I was interested in. I'd been introduced to it years ago, and it helped me a lot. But now I'm getting, like, in my 40s, you know, I've got health issues. But the situation I'm in right now, I'm really limited. There's really no health food store that's good near here. I mean, there's a small one. It's got a few things, you know, and it doesn't have none of the stuff I was used to down in the Atlanta metro area. You know what I'm saying? I'm stuck up in North Georgia right now. But anyway, okay. There's the small aspect of it, and then there's the big aspect. The small aspect of it, you know, I'd like to know, until I can get access to more macrobiotic diet, you know, and get that straightened out, you know what I mean? I got problems with, like, heartburn and, you know, mucus and all this stuff that I don't like. And you reminded me of it, the bread aspect with the cracked grains and all that earlier. The big aspect is the diabetes and the bipolar. I know that a good diet is going to take care of my diabetes. I don't mean to talk too much. That's that racing thoughts and a mania with a bipolar, but
no, it's anyway. Okay. No worries on that. So you're dealing with, you've been diagnosed with bipolar? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. Runs in the family, sort of the diabetes. Will the macrobiotic diet help with the bipolar? Any mental health of?
The diet's going to work with any type of issue within the body regardless. I mean, you've got to have a good foundation no matter what you've been diagnosed with. So that's right. You got to have that no matter what. So, I mean, that's one thing you got to look into and make sure that you get managed. And the macrobiotic diet is okay. I mean, it's kind of old school. I mean, it's got some good principles to it. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not knocking it by any means. I think there are more balanced approaches out there that I'm a bigger fan of. I mean, even in all the research I did for my book and just experience throughout the years, I can tell you that the body always wants to be in balance. So if you give the body what it needs to be in balance, to make the right choices, to get it to where it needs to be, meaning you're giving it plenty of lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, using low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables rather than using more of the higher glycemic index carbohydrates, potatoes, even the especially things like white rice, pasta, bread. I mean, all of those kind of things will raise your blood sugar levels up and get you to a place where you're going to raise inflammation. You're going to increase the need for insulin. So there's a lot of things you can do to balance out that. But I would encourage you first to start working on dietary things. Go to your physician or to a doctor somewhere that does more nutritional blood testing, where they're looking for the kind of the baseline root cause of any deficiencies that might be there, just to come up with a game plan that'll work with your primary care. And then, of course, they can find those little clues of why maybe you've been, your body's been breaking down, or why you're not feeling the way you should. And they can actually test brain chemistry with blood work too. So there's a lot you can look into that I would encourage you to, because it's just not worth it. It's not worth, even though you've been diagnosed with something, you can't give up and just say it is what it is and keep taking medication. The medication is good for the short term, but there has to be a better option long term. Bipolar is one of those challenges that taking the medication is so important, but there are some things you can do just to kind of keep, you know, the body at a, I always say, like playing at a high level. And it's just, it's so important. Because the whole thing with serotonin levels dropping, you know, and with bipolar, managing your serotonin levels is just so important. So there's a lot of things you can do that. So here's the deal, though. Supplements, when you're dealing with depression, when you're taking medication, you got to be really careful. Like one supplement you can't take, or I would strongly discourage you, is 5-HTP. Because 5-HTP plays a role in the serotonin pathway, and it can cause serotonin syndrome. It can cause a lot of issues when you take it in conjunction with an antidepressant. So just be careful with that. There are some supplements that are very beneficial, like vitamin B6 and niacinamide, which is a version of B3 that doesn't really flush. But foods that are really good help with serotonin levels: mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. Those are all very good. And it's something you might want to look into, do some research on. They're great for overall health. But the one thing is, don't get discouraged. That's the key. And not that I'm knocking the macrobiotic diet. I'm just saying get a balanced approach. Make sure that what you're doing is balanced so that it can give you the potential of you being balanced. Let me know how I can help. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go now to Eva. Hi, Eva.
I've been to the doctor, three different doctors in about the last couple of years, and none of them, it seemed like that it's some excuse that for me to have to keep going back, that I can't control this. I don't have diabetes, but I've got borderline.
Okay, so you're pre-diabetic or borderline diabetes.
Yeah, they said it was borderline, and they said I was not, they didn't want to put me on any kind of medicine. But yet, and it's been 2 years now, three doctors, but they always have an excuse for me to come back, because every time that they give me a diet, it doesn't work. I still get the real bad shakes. I almost passed out a couple of times about 2 weeks apart. And the I don't have, they said, as long as I didn't have tingling and numbness and all this stuff, you know, which I don't. All I have is just the, it seemed like I start trembling real bad. They said to eat something sweet, eat a piece of candy, or drink some orange juice with a little bit of sugar in it. And each time, it just don't do me any good. The diet that they give me, you know, typed out, every time I go by that, it don't help. I mean, I'll be okay for 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden, I'll get real weak and get real trembly. And I can eat some, they said eat graham crackers, maybe a couple of graham crackers, and that usually calms it down.
Hmm.
But it's it's not doing what it should do for me not to be on medicine.
Right. And your doctors are telling you they don't really want you on medicine yet, is that right?
Yeah, and I get very, very anxious when this trembling comes in. I get real, real anxious.
You do. Yeah.
Very terrifying. I've never had anything like it in my life. I'm 64.
Well, let's do this. Let's go into this commercial break. You're 64 years young and dealing with diabetes, dealing with anxiety, really. And we're going to get into some of the conclusions of what to do with that when we come back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Eva, we were talking to you going into the break, dealing with type 2 diabetes, but also some anxiousness or anxiety, and really no one can put their finger on it, and nothing really seems to be helping. Is that right? And it seems to be getting a little bit on the worse.
Well, a lot of these doctors down here where I'm at is, a lot of people are going to them and they're telling them that one of them, they told them she had cancer, and then she went to another doctor and he said she didn't. And so there's a lot of them that is doing it, I think, for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in it for the money because, this lady, she knew she had lost all that weight and everything, and she was having a lot of pain when she'd breathe and stuff, and the second doctor told her that she had a small tumor on her lung, and she ended up, he told her she had a tumor on her lung, and the other doctor said she did not.
It seems like one doctor saying one thing and another's
back, you know, and paying, because, see, I'm not on, I haven't turned 65 yet, you know, to get on, my Medicare.
Sure.
And so I'm having to pay doctors. And I remember when I made the appointment, and the girl, I kept telling her, I said, a friend of mine is diabetic. I said, she said before she got full-blown diabetes, I said she had the trembles and a couple of times almost fainted. And I said, I'm having the same symptoms. I said, I need to, you know, get y'all to run a glucose test and everything. The girl that I'm talking about, a friend of mine, she had told me what to tell them, you know, so they'd know what I was going through. And so I told them, I said, a friend of mine's diabetic, and I said, I'm having symptoms that she had when she was borderline like I am now. And they would tell me that, well, you've got to pay this for the doctor's visit, and we can't tell you how much it'll cost, you know, before we do everything and this, that, and the other, because I would have had to got the money out of savings. And I didn't want to go to the doctor's office, you know, without the right amount of money.
Sure, I understand.
Because then I would have to leave the office and go to the bank, which they, I don't know if they would let me done or not. So anyway, they kind of, it seemed like they were just jumping around about. And so the ones I did finally go to, three, because I went to one about a month ago. But anyway, through the 2 years, they were giving me these diets, you know, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit. If you get trembles, you take, eat a couple of graham crackers or a piece of hard candy or, all kinds of different things. And I told him, I said, when I started trembling, you know, I would go and eat the piece of candy, but I would call him and tell him, I say, the diet that you've given me 6 months ago is not helping me. And I'm having really bad anxiety going along with it. I mean, it's like I've never experienced anything like it in my entire life, and I'm 64.
Well, there's several things that needs to happen. I mean, right now, first and foremost, is getting what you put inside your body down. Because with diabetes, it's extremely important not to eat the bulk of your foods in carbohydrates. Because even the lower glycemic carbohydrates, which you're probably familiar with the glycemic index still, certain foods, the lower the number they are on the scale, the less they affect your blood sugar. The higher the number, then the more they affect blood sugar. So I believe you can go to a website and look at every food. It's glycemicindex.com. I believe that's it. But, yeah, I mean, there's a big stigma with eating the right foods. So you've got to eat a protein and a fat with a carbohydrate, especially when you're dealing with diabetes, because the protein and the fat's going to negate any potential rise in blood sugar. And that's why it just plays such a big role. So your diet is a key, and following certain principles like that are in the anti-inflammatory diet, the one in my book, it's critical. It really is. I mean, that's going to lay the foundation for everything you do. We are what we eat, just like my grandma taught me. And putting the right kind of foods in the body, so critical. It's just so critical. And so that's something, first and foremost, I mean, your doctors and how they did things, how they build, the kind of tests they ran. You know, I'm sure it may seem frustrating and that you don't understand, but realize that there's a method of why they do what they do. I've just got to stick up for them a little bit because, I mean, are some doctors in it for the money? Sure. But most doctors are in it because they really want to help people and really want to serve them and help them get better and all of that. So got to believe that, you know, that they had that in mind, that maybe they were doing all that their training was allowing them to do or what they knew, and they were just trying to help you out the best they knew how. Going back frequently to a doctor is no big deal, by the way. A lot of people think that's a big deal. It's not. Every 6 months should be standard. If you've got other issues going on that are pending, once a month is not a crazy amount of time to go. So it's something to think about. But the one thing I don't want you to do is get discouraged through it all. And it sounds like you're kind of heading there because you go one place and it just doesn't work out. And you visit this doctor and it doesn't work out, something going on. So just kind of working with the doctor to get the information you need. And then do some research on your own. Really study it. Because with diabetes and anxiousness and whatnot, there's a lot that can be corrected. Your food's going to be your best medicine. The anxiety that you're dealing with usually has to do with GABA. GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And there's certain foods that you want to stay away from to support healthy GABA levels. And these foods to stay away from: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods should be avoided if you want to manage good, healthy GABA levels. And L-theanine, L-tarine, valerian root are all good supplements you can check into your health food store and talk to the clerk there about how beneficial those supplements can be for raising GABA levels. So there's a lot you can do to get your body back in a good place. Diabetes type 2, I've got a lot about that in my book, Empowering Your Health. A lot of great supplements that can be helpful. The foods, getting a protein matched up with a healthy fat, then with your carbohydrate, that's going to be one of the best things to stabilize your blood sugar. And always eat a couple snacks in between your meals, maybe a handful of nuts. Very good. The fats are your friend. They're not going to be detrimental to your health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural, called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked, 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape. And save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.